Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Wednesday afternoon. And when you hear Creed on the Green Zone, that probably means it's time for Britt and Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
Going to win
Daily
something?
Daily Blitz with Britt and Gray.
You win the privilege of hearing from Britt and Gray in the Daily Blitz and a rider update.
Sorry,
the prize for everybody, Locker.
I should have thought of that.
Britton, how are you?
Not bad. How are you?
So,
okay.
A theme. Oh, I'm great, by the way. Fantastic. Sorry.
He's a little snappy today. Have you picked up on that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Sean Lemon gets to play football again. Yay. He gambled on the games. Yeah, it's a good precedent to set, CFL. Really good. Let's question the integrity of the entire league. Okay. Anyways, a theme on the Green Zone has been a nickname for Tommy Stevens.
Tommy Tsunami.
Tommy
Tugboat. He didn't like.
He didn't like Tugboat. And Touchdown Tommy was Touchdown kind of Tommy. Felt like kind of meh.
Yeah.
He did say in his game with Trevor Harris, Trevor Harris just walks up to you and says, you have 10 seconds to pick your nickname. What is it?
Dragon.
He just said Dragon. He actually said something else, but somebody else had it. So he had to, then he was like, a Dragon. So, but I think we found the nickname because they unveiled something I found out today. I didn't notice this during the game. Did you notice it, Rider Nation? During the game. After Tommy Stevens, he got two first downs in that game. He only got two carries for 4 yards, an average of two per, and he plunged forward for first downs. Every time, both times.
They should have used him in the red zone in the fourth quarter when they were trying to score
points. It
was
third and three.
Yes. Just
throw him in there. Absolutely. But both occasions, after that first down and the whistle, you heard this. That is, and wrestling. Tommy Stevens wrestling is a wrestling music. Fan. Tommy Stevens is a wrestling fan. That is Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme. So have we found the nickname for Stone Cold Tommy Stevens? Britton, are you in?
Stevens 316 says that's a first down.
We need signs against Edmonton. Stevens 316.
I don't like it.
Scotty, are you in?
Of course he's in. Look at the t-shirt he's wearing.
That has nothing to do with WWE.
Well,
hat does.
The one day he doesn't have a wrestling shirt on.
He's wearing a Blockbuster video shirt. But. Locker.
No, I'm not in. No.
Tommy Tsunami sucks.
Tommy Tsunami, listen.
Stone Cold Tommy Stevens.
The people in my section, when I yelled that out, loved it. I think it's going to stick. I just need to go to a couple more games to get it going.
No.
Did they love it during the game, or was that when the four-hour delay where you were just
how hammered were they? How many pill deep were they on Friday night when you're like, hey, guys, what do you think of Tommy Tsunami? And they're like, yeah, get me another beer.
By 10:30 at night sounded real good.
Yeah.
That tracks.
I'm still pushing for Tommy Tsunami.
No, it's out. It's Stone Cold. It's Stone Cold Tommy Stevens. That's what we're going with. It's there. And he's a wrestling fan. So I think. I know Britton supports it. I think Scott supports
it. I
definitely support it.
Did you bring this up with Tommy?
Not today, no.
Okay. Well, bring it up with him.
He apparently chose the song this time around.
No, see?
Oh, okay.
Because that Wild Thing was kind of chosen for him. I guess he wasn't the biggest fan of that one.
He does not like the Wild Thing.
So he got a chance to choose the song, I'm pretty sure. And as a wrestling fan, went with the Stone Cold theme song.
Love it.
All right. I'll sit on it for a bit.
R.I.P. Tommy Tsunami. It lasted a week. Stone Cold.
I'm not
Tommy
ready
Stevens.
To give up on it. Just
I will tell you what. I better see a sign at Mosaic Stadium next week against the Edmonton Elks that says Stevens 316 on it.
If Steven scores the game-winning touchdown in the Labor Day Classic, does he do what Brett Lauther did a few years ago and run into Pill Country and smash some beers?
Shotgun a beer.
Really embrace the nickname?
Smash it against your head and toss it over your shoulder.
It's a better question for Scotty. Do you have to do two at once?
Yes.
You have to. Okay. Right? Okay.
Smash the beer, get more on the people around you than actually what you're going to drink.
If I see him do that, I'll give up on Tommy Tsunami.
All right. Let's get to an update on the injury report. And let's start with one of the biggest names for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders who've been missing the last couple of weeks, Sam Emelis. Looks like he's gearing up to play on Saturday against the BC Lions.
That is the most unclear full participant in practice we've ever seen when it comes to the injury report.
Today he did more than he did yesterday. Because you said he ran like three or four reps with the first team. He did a lot of the skelly today. He did a little bit more first team offense.
It really does feel like a little bit of ramping up and testing. How are you feeling today? Were you good? Let's ramp it up. Can you go with this? It's still so early in the season. This is another one of those injuries where I think playoffs on the line, first place, they're in playoffs. He probably can push through, but this early, let's give him a break.
Give more time. Yeah.
Give him one more week if he's not 100% ready, because you're about to enter into a stretch here for this team where they're going to need to have their best players available to them.
Yesterday, you tweeted that Milligan, Sales, Campbell were not practicing. That changed today.
Yeah, all three of them were out doing a little bit more today, especially Milligan and Sales. Notice they were out there all throughout team. Tavon Campbell, we'll wait and see. He's kind of still another guy who's ramping up, getting ready to go. But both Milligan and Marcus Sales, I do expect them to play.
Campbell's going to play.
Yeah.
You think so? From what I saw today, he's playing. Dre McCray. A lot of people thought he should have taken Mario Alford's job after the preseason. That did not happen. I think a lot of people are very thankful he did not take Mario Alford's job, because Mario has been great. But with Mario Alford being injured, it looks like we're going to see Dre McCray for the first time in a regular season game, Britton.
Yeah, excited to see what the rookie can do. Showed some explosiveness, a little bit dynamic return ability out there in the preseason. But like as you mentioned, Alford's been so good for this team. He leads the CFL in terms of average per kickoff return, about nearly 31 yards per kick return, setting this team up in good spots. He's been really good. But hey, next man up, and you never know where the next superstar can come from. We don't know if Dre McCray will be that, but you never know until a guy's given a chance, and he's one of those guys who does have that playmaking ability.
Tough to beat the intensity of a pads practice, which was yesterday, but did you get a sense that intensity from yesterday continued on through practice today, Britton? Or
yes, no. This is such a veteran team, and I think as been mentioned, there's not a whole lot of emotional leaders. Marcus Hartrick can do it, AJ Olette can do it, but this is just a very technical kind of emotion.
Get the job done.
Crew. Mentally strong. They're not too emotional. They don't get too high or too low, and so it wasn't too intense out there, but this is a team that knows they have a job to do this weekend.
I talked to Mike Rose. We'll hear it on the pregame show for Inside the Green and White today. Yeah. After what
talked to him about Calgary?
What was the term Corey May said yesterday?
They're out-physicaled.
Out-physicaled.
Okay.
Bully ball's coming back this week. That's what Mike Rose said. Bully ball's coming back.
Bully hockey, bully ball. So, I like it.
Here we go.
It's been a theme this year.
A former teammate of Mike Rose. Mike Rose was on the team when Sean Lemon placed a bet on the Calgary Stampeders. Sean Lemon, when he was a member of the Montreal Alouettes, got suspended indefinitely for gambling on the CFL. And specifically a game in which
when did it happen?
Did it happen? 2020 or 2021. One of those.
Well, 2021, they didn't play in 2020.
Right.
Okay.
You are correct, sir. 2021. So just that pandemic season. He apparently was a two-game parlay. He picked the Riders and the Stampeders to win.
Hey, look at that.
But it is betting on your team while you're a member of that team. He's being reinstated. Did the CFL get it right, giving Sean Lemon a second chance?
I don't think so. I think when you're talking about gambling, it's the message you send. This was the first kind of one you could send a situation like that. I mean, and Sean Lemon has had a great career. He is closer to the end of it than the beginning. A veteran guy, a name value. It felt like if you're going to send a message, this is kind of the one to maybe do it and make an example out of. But hey, they've decided not to. And I'm very intrigued now about what happens over the next few years with this. Because
does he even get picked up, though, at his age? Will somebody grab him?
I think so.
It sounds like he's in Montreal right now.
Yeah, it sounds like Montreal is very interested.
Herb Zerkowski reported that he heard from somebody near the facility that Sean Lemon left the Alouettes facility today.
Okay.
And he can still get after the quarterback. He's still a very good pass rusher. And right now, last year, there wasn't a pass rusher who reached double digits in sacks. There is opportunities there for pass rushers like him who have shown they can do it in the past.
Hate every bit of it.
Yeah, it is interesting. That forgiveness piece, like I know we're in the media and maybe we're a little bit more quick to judge something like this, but you know what, the coaching level is it something that you
there's a lot of people that get, you know, second chances for various things.
Yes, yeah.
And a lot of people are comparing it to, you know, domestic violence and other guys get tits. What's so bad about gambling? You threaten the very core of what professional sports is in its integrity, mm-hmm. that the games are not being manipulated, that what you are watching is not WWE.
The skits.
That's what you threaten. That it's not. There's nobody out there, mm-hmm. that is trying to fix a game for their benefit. That everything is above board. What Sean Lemon did, while it might be minor in the, oh, this is a two-game parlay. He bet his team to win. Who cares?
Betting from a site out of the UK, yeah. too.
If you're going that deep, like, you know what you're doing. I'm sorry. You know what you're doing.
So that's not a, that's just that's the first time.
Oops, I didn't know. It was wrong.
It's like, the first time they caught him.
Like, come on. I'm disappointed that they're allowing Sean Lemon back on the field.
The other angle, and again, I'm not trying to downplay your criticism of the league and this player, but it is an addiction,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and you need to get taught a lesson, and you need to send a message.
I agree.
Zero but tolerance.
Maybe that is part of the decision. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe they saw something. League saw something in him from a rehabilitation standpoint or an empathy, like something. Like he was like, I'm really sorry that I did this.
Okay, it's not gonna happen again. Telling a 25-year-old guy, just be really sorry, and you can bet on your games.
Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm just trying to figure out why they would make a move like this, because it is.
I can understand it maybe if you're threatening legal action.
Is anybody going to give him a pass?
I don't really want to pay the money for a for a lawsuit here within the league's resources. So they also made sure. They did not find any evidence that he was manipulating any credibility on the field. Like, I don't know. I think he heard it off the field just as badly. But Britton Gray, you have a lot more coming up. CJME.com, CKOM.com. Whenever the Blitz podcast tomorrow? Or
I think so, tomorrow morning.
Fastest growing CFL podcast in Canada, ladies and gentlemen. Watch for it.
Watch for it on YouTube. See, the locker's getting on board. There we go. Watch for it on YouTube.
That was a fun fumble. It's on Spotify. It's better on Spotify.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Hope you're having a good Wednesday afternoon. It's Saskatchewan. Jamie and Locker with you. Still to come, a double take with Double D, Daryl Davis, on the Green Zone.
Get him to weigh in on the Sean Lemon thing.
Yes, we will. As well as the delay from Saturday or Friday into Saturday. For the Rough Riders and how the CFL can improve on that. Of course, the Riders' first loss of the season, if we should be reaching for the panic button. And a little early
for that, the NHL schedule. A lot to get to with Daryl Davis, as well as last night's finish to the MLB All-Star game.
Schwarber in the air to center field, headed towards the wall, and to dead center.
It went to a swing-off slash home run derby.
That one ball went right through the door of the chop house. Did you see that?
As Kyle Schwarber ended up winning MVP for, he had three swings. They had three batters, three swings each. All three of his swings went over the fence in a swing-off at the end of the MLB All-Star game. Was that the way to end it? And again, the ratings came out. The most watched All-Star game in North American sports for this season.
Oh.
Once again.
Not the most watched baseball Hall of Fame or All-Star game.
No.
Yeah, because back in the day.
It's consistent. Baseball's All-Star game is considered rates better than the NHL, NBA, yeah. Pro Bowl, of course.
Well, it's the best game.
It's the best one.
Football's awful. Like,
no, it's now flag football.
They end up playing flag.
The NBA All-Star the game NBA is like 700 to 702. There's no defense at all or effort.
The hockey one's embarrassing.
3-on-3. Thankfully, it was the Four Nations face-off this year. But even then, I think the MLB outdrew the Four Nations face-off in the United States. But right now, we're going to talk about the news of the day in the Canadian Football League.
From the Hamilton 33, second down, Sean Lemon adds to his sack totals.
You may remember the name Sean Lemon. Haven't talked about it in a while. Because he's been suspended, and suspended indefinitely after an investigation in 2024, and it was announced in April 24th that he was found to be wagering on CFL games while he was a member of the Calgary Stampeders, including one game in which he played. His actions at the time violate a longstanding CFL policy. Following an appeal, an independent arbitrator upheld the suspension. So, yes, it went to arbitration. And the arbitrator went, no, Sean, you broke the rules. So, today.
Apparently, he wasn't clear on the fact that the CFL had no gambling rules. That makes me even angrier.
It wasn't clear that I couldn't bet on my own games. Okay. So, the CFL match manipulation policy comes into result now, and it will result in a lifetime ban if he is caught again, because today, the Canadian Football League has reinstated free agent defensive lineman Sean Lemon to allow him to play again, and apparently, the Montreal Alouettes might already signed him. Herb Zerkowski heard that he was at the Alouettes facility, longtime writer of the Montreal Gazette. So we'll see where that story goes. But while he was serving this gambling suspension, he also violated the drug policy. So when he returns, he will have to serve a 2-game suspension for the violation of his positive test of phentermine from that 2-game suspension.
So
here's the story, right?
He's maybe not the brightest guy, right?
Because that's a lot of violations of known policies of not taking performance enhancing drugs and not betting on your own games. So the Canadian Football League says this. Here's the statement from Commissioner Stuart Johnston. Protecting the integrity of the play on the field is of the utmost importance, and we will not tolerate players violating the CFL's match manipulation policy. Apparently you will. Mr. Lemon's suspension, which was the longest in league history, was necessary and appropriate. He has taken full responsibility for his actions. He understands how wagering negatively impacts sports and has re-educated himself on the league policy. He is now committed to helping other players, learn from his mistake. Of course he is. Of course he's going to say all that so he can get a paycheck again and may or may not place a bet, maybe on the National Football League this time, Sean, rather than the Canadian Football League. But here's the thing. Protecting the integrity of the play on the field is the utmost importance and will not be tolerated. from the Canadian Football League's new commissioner. Yes, it will, apparently, because you're letting them back. This is a cardinal sin of any athlete. You cannot bet, and you've known you cannot bet on your own games in your own league. You do that threatens all that is good about the integrity of sports and the fans believing and knowing that there's nothing sketchy going on.
Let me ask you a question that you may have a better idea of. Have you read the rule in the CBA for the CFL regarding gambling on the game? Is there anything in there that, because this may be...
They've had a long-standing policy. You can't bet on sports.
But I'm asking, like, does it definitively say if you get caught gambling, that's it, you can't, we can suspend you for however long we see fit? Or does it say, like, I'm just asking because a lot of these, some of these decisions are made... It's not Stuart Johnston. It's the lawyers going, listen, the way this thing is worded in the CBA, Stu, which he didn't write. He's the new guy.
The commissioner has the authority to suspend a player indefinitely. Indefinitely. There's no timeline. Indefinitely.
Okay.
So if it's a lifetime ban, that's indefinitely. Indefinitely. You are suspended indefinitely. You should not be allowed back. There's no way any player in any sport at any time should ever,
I agree with you,
be allowed back again.
But maybe there's something in the wording where the lawyers said to Stu, you better let him back in because if we don't, there's going to be an issue here.
They've already gone to arbitration and Sean Lemon lost.
Yes.
So,
I'm just
and that is a lawyer and a judge looking things over.
I agree with you. I'm just saying that sometimes these decisions, on face value, there's more to it, right? That's all I'm saying. And I've never read it. I've never read the CBA from the CFL, and I'm wondering if maybe there was some reason why they did what they did and they had to let them off the hook.
But the question is this, to the fans, to you who pay the money to go to the games, or you who sit at home and watch the games and love the CFL and have loved it for a long time, we're asking you this. Did the CFL get it right? Did they make the sound decision to allow Sean Lemon to play again in the Canadian Football League after he gambled on a game in which he was playing as a member of the Calgary Stampeders in 2021.
Brian sent this text in. As long as the leagues promote and take money from gambling sites, there should be no issue about players gambling. The league makes big dollars from them. It's a two-way street, not a one-way street. Now, that comes in a lot when we have gambling conversations. And there is an element of hypocrisy that the league has to deal with there, right? And maybe a guy like Sean goes, well, hold on. Every time I look up at the big screen or anytime I see anything to do with the CFL, it's, you know, there's gambling sites being promoted, right? I'm not giving him an out. I'm just saying that is how...
It seems like you're trying really hard to give Sean Lemon a break today.
I am not.
And I don't understand why.
I got to be honest with you. I'm trying to rationalize this in my head based on the commissioner, who I actually really like.
I like Stu, too. I've had two or three really good conversations with Stuart Johnston.
I really like
one this weekend.
I really like Stu, and I don't like this decision. So I'm trying to think about it from another angle here to
I'll grade Stuart Johnston in every single decision he makes, not as a collective, but as an individual.
Yeah.
He gets an F grade. If we're doing grades today, F grade for Stuart Johnston on allowing Sean Lemon.
Here's another text that's had no name on it. Did he bet on the team to lose? If players bet that they are going to win, I don't have a problem with it. See, that's the thing about the gambling piece here, Jamie, is that it's viewed very differently now than it was maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, right? It's so commonplace now that I'm in the Jamie Nye. I can't believe this guy's allowed to play again. Camp. I swear I am. But it is maybe that's the angle that Stu's looking at here, right? Give him a second chance because it is so ingrained in our culture now to gamble and talk about gambling and the language around it. And I still think
when you look at the National Football League,
sport you're playing in, that is another level of dumb. Like
the National Football League doesn't even allow players to make a bet, period, at their facilities. Some players found that out there on the team playing, making wagers, not even on the National Football League. And they got suspended for it because you're not allowed to gamble at team facilities. And these gambling sites, they will track you. They know almost to the place where you're making bets from IP addresses and everything else. So, and they're working in toe-in-toe with leagues because then the leagues want this. They want to work toe-in-toe on the gambling sites so to prevent this from happening, so yeah, they can find the players. Calvin Ridley, what was it, a year suspension? He was injured at the time. So he wasn't playing, and he bet on his team to win.
Yeah.
But he wasn't playing. So they gave him an indefinite suspension. It ended up being a year. Sean Lemon's on the field with his team. And I know, he bet it to win. Okay. I'm sorry to play the slippery slope, but I know gamblers. I know them well. I've been around many of them. And they place bets on everything.
Everything.
Once they're in it, they are in it. I am sorry. In this day and age, you are one button away from clicking the under or the over on sacks or anything else. Like Jonta Porter of the Toronto Raptors, there were over under on how many minutes he was going to play. He's got a lifetime ban. Now he was manipulating those bets by going, no, I'm not feeling well. So everybody got the under on his minutes played. It wasn't that for Sean Lemon. But I'm sorry, it's way too close from going there.
This is from Trevor. I don't know if the legal department wrote that statement for the CFL commissioner, but it sounded pretty robotic. That's from just like Randy. Well, I will say this, Trevor, just that statement from Stu was like 14 people looked at that, and half of them were lawyers.
If you bet on games, you're ruining the integrity of the game. The league can take whatever money they want from whatever sponsor, but betting as an individual player on the league in which you are playing, trust and integrity get thrown out the window. As Sean in Weyburn says, Sean Lemon should be out. Leagues need to get a handle on this betting. If you bet on your own sport, you are out. 1-877-332-8255. Yes or no, did the CFL's new commissioner get it right to allow Sean Lemon a second chance after he bet on his own team? This is the Green Zone on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Another text. Adam, you guys really think these athletes don't get friends or family members to bet on games for them? Come on, this guy just got caught, that's all. Adam, interesting you say that. Shane Pinto, that's why he got suspended.
Yeah.
They will catch you. They will. Gambling sites don't like losing money to insiders.
And Ohtani, they don't like it. Ohtani's interpreter, that guy was not taking any money from Shohei.
They'll find him. Yes, they will. So,
did anybody believe that Shohei Ohtani? Did anybody believe that Shohei Ohtani?
I believe Shohei Ohtani had nothing to do with it because I don't want to get sued. So, Tony said, I agree. If you are an athlete playing and you get caught breaking a rule, betting how are fans supposed to trust anything is real. Because, like, did Lawther really mean to miss the field goals? Or maybe he's taking money to miss it. People already think pro sports could be fixed. And you have players gambling while playing for a team. Fans will say, why watch the game? A rule's a rule. That needs to be enforced. Tony, I'm with you. Thanks for the text.